And right now we've got David Bradbury on the line from New South Wales, northern New South Wales, the lovely Rainbow region. His film Blowing in the Wind is showing at Southbank, starting on Thursday and going for a week, is it, David?
For a week at least, yeah.
Part of the film you shot at the Peace Convergence in Rockhampton, and I was up at the Peace Convergence, and our listeners have heard from the Peace Convergence lots of stuff. What sort of things did you find out from going up to Rockhampton and Shoalwater Bay?
Well, I found that a lot of the locals, when we showed the film in Yeppoon, which is about 30 kilometres from the closed military gates at Shoalwater Bay training area, that they had no idea what was happening in their backyard or was about to happen with the Talisman Sabre 2005 military exercises, which involved US warships and the amphibious assaults, aerial bombings and live ship-to-shore bombings with Australian forces and so on, and also the possibility that depleted uranium might be part of that mix, or that the ships certainly have it on board there, and what the consequences are in terms of it getting to the water table. So the locals were pretty aghast at discovering that, and it was really quite an interesting time there, because after we showed the film there in Rockhampton and in Yeppoon, we had the exercises were into full swing, and the local newspaper, the Rockhampton Bulletin, ran full-page ads the following week after the film was shown to say why it was necessary to have these exercises, and the war on terror and national security made it sort of necessary for the locals to have to make a few sacrifices in order to let these war games take place, etc. So we can only think that maybe the screening of the film and the Peace Convergence up there had the locals asking a few questions and a little bit knocked out of their otherwise trusting country-like innocence. But, I think that people have to, not only in Rockhampton and Yeppoon, but people in general have to be made aware of what our responsibilities and what the likelihood is for possible nuclear accident with nuclear warships visiting the ports of Brisbane and in the fragile areas of the Great Barrier Reef, which is just off the coast of Shoalwater Bay there, what impact it's having on the marine life, what impact it's having on land, because we're getting troops coming to our shores now that are, have been in conflict zones of Iraq and Afghanistan. There's a reasonable chance, if they've been where DU's been used, that they will have that in their body themselves, because over half of the Gulf War I veterans are now on permanent medical disability pensions in the United States. 250,000 are in medical disability pensions, as we reveal in the film. And this is arguably as a result of what they call the Gulf War syndrome, but what people I've spoken to who are hot on the issue of depleted uranium believe a lot of it's got to do with the depleted uranium that they've been exposed to. So if an Australian or male or female sleeps with an American sailor or soldier, then and they've got DU poisoning, condoms won't protect them from the DU passing through the sperm into the body of the receiving person. It's something that we didn't have a chance to go into the film, but it's something that people need to be alerted to as well, because the hot burning semen sensation is a documented medical fact now, and a lot of servicemen have complained, both Australians and overseas US servicemen, of this with their partners, and unfortunately we're seeing evidence of it being passed through that way as well. So there's something to see that the downside of when Americans come visiting, and people think, oh, great for the tourist economy and great for Queensland, so let them keep on coming.
And some of the girls get excited because there's American servicemen, and yeah, and they're so hot right now.
Yeah, hunky, good-looking.
They're literally so hot right now. They're hot with radioactive.
That's right. The line in the film where it deals with a woman brothel owner in Perth, which I have to have a sort of ironic smile to myself, but she says, you know, we're entertaining them in a hot Olympic bath and a hot Olympic pool, and we're doing the service, and the people of Perth a favour. So I thought to myself, how ironic and how that word will come back to haunt her, perhaps, eh? If there's any hot semen that's being sort of in the mix of things as well.
Yes, oh, the American military, they're so hot right now. Now, your film is showing at South Bank
Cinema, starting tomorrow night, Thursday night. I think it kicks away at about 6:30, quarter to 7. And I'll be there to do a Q&A after introducing the film, and also we'll have a doctor there from Doctors for the Prevention of War, who's quite up on the depleted uranium issue from a medical viewpoint, and I'll be doing a Q&A after the Friday and Thursday and Saturday night screenings, so if people want to get any more information or ask the filmmaker about anything, the making of the film, or challenge the filmmaker even, I'd be happy to take all that on board.
And if things get too hot, people can go into the pools at South Bank.
They can indeed, or they can go to the website for the film, and they can go to the website for Dusk, which is the group that's been helping to sponsor, get the word out on this film and get the issue out, because we've formed a couple of websites that are interlinked to let people know what they can do after the film, not just to leave the information sitting in a heavy load on their heart or their brain, but to actually sort of get active and motivated again and to try and turn this monster around, because when I made Jabiluka in 1997, no one knew about what Jabiluka even meant at all, and yet that film went around Australia as this film is doing, and people became aware and became politically motivated to do something, to go and blockade the mine and both grey power and young people, and it really sort of made a difference to getting that issue changed. So we can make a difference both individually and collectively, and that's what I want people to recognise, because the government's happily rubbing its hands as it sort of seemingly disempowers more and more of us with its different laws, anti-terrorist and IR laws and so on, and people can easily be tempted to throw in, but we've got to fight stronger more than ever now by taking to the streets and really pushing on issues like this and other ones that mean that our basic democratic freedoms will otherwise be denied us if we don't.
Now that I know the Brisbane Peace Convergence is going to have a stall at your screenings, where you can find out more about depleted uranium and get perhaps some literature to read to take home. Thank you very much for joining us on the phone today, David.
Thanks for the airplay and time to get the word out, Linda. It's not that easy, so we rely upon community radio and outlets like this to word of mouth as well. People can get an email flyer from ring up the station and get your email address or something like that. We try to get word through by the internet and people word of mouth, so we haven't got a budget really to pay for expensive newspaper ads, but we're hoping people will run with this and get their people out, because if it's not shown or seen in the first week or so, then it's going to be a long time, I fear, before this film will get to be shown on our ABC quote.
Yeah, it's a great thing to have it being shown at South Bank, and I'm sure there'll be lots of people going down there for that.
Yeah, no, I'm really grateful to Leo and South Bank Cinema for this, because, I mean, they know it's not going to be a commercial exercise for them. They could put on, bigger, more American-type sort of films that pull money and so on in one of their cinemas, but they've chosen quite consciously to put this on, because Leo also believes that the information in the film is important and wants to get word out, and it's been very, very helpful to give us a good mainstream cinema to get it shown at. So I hope people will respond in kind by supporting this rather than whinging a week or so's time and say, oh, well, damn it, I meant to see that film, but I never got along to seeing it, and now it's too late.